We're telling stories about neighbors in this hour, the good, the bad, the indifferent. Our intern, Nayantara Mukherjee, grew up in Bombay, India, and all summer long she's been telling us stories about the unusual interactions she had with her neighbors there, like this one, the case of the disappearing cat.
So my maid, Joan, was absolutely convinced that the neighbors had stolen our cat. Coco was the kind of cat who never left home. We could keep the door wide open, and she would just walk past with an air of indifference. We used to call her a reverse Buddha because you could keep the door to the palace open all day, and she would just never leave. And my neighbors just absolutely loved her. They made every excuse to come see her. They would borrow salt. They would borrow sugar. They would borrow oil. And even after the rest of us had all given up on ever finding her again, Joan was just absolutely sure it was the neighbors, and she was not going to go down without a fight. So now most people would have a ruse to go over to their neighbors and search the house, see if they could find the cat. But not Joan. Joan had a completely different method. She went over to the neighbor's house one morning and just started chatting with the neighbors, you know, about the weather, about what was going on. And inevitably, the conversation went to the cat, because by this time it was the talk of the neighborhood. Everybody was wondering where the Mukherjee's cat had gone after 10 days. They were talking, and the neighbor asked, "Oh, so have you found the cat yet?" And Joan said, "No, but I'm absolutely sure we're going to find it by the end of this week. I have no doubt at all." And the neighbor was a bit taken aback, and she said, "How do you know that you're going to find the cat by the end of the week?" And Joan said, "Oh, it's very simple. I just went to a tantric priest, and I had him put a spell on whoever has the cat. And he promised me whoever has the cat is going to die by the end of this week unless we get that cat back." The very next day, my neighbor fell ill. I don't know why. She wasn't extremely sick, but she was clearly unwell. And then the very next morning at 3 a.m., there was a loud knocking on our door. And so my sister stumbled groggily out of bed. She went and opened the door. Who's staring down our door at 3 a.m.? And there it is. It's the neighbor. And she says, "It's Coco. I found Coco." And my sister says, "Where's Coco?" And she says, "Look across in the building across the way. She's hiding in the bushes there. And it's 3 a.m. in the morning." Sure enough, from the bushes, she hears this really soft, plaintive mew. And so she rushed out of the house, ran to the bushes, and the minute she got close enough, Coco just ran into her arms, and she was home. And she's been home ever since. So we'll never really know where she was for those 10 days, and we'll never really know if the neighbor stashed her there at 3 a.m. out of fear of tantric reprisal. And we'll never really know why our otherwise friendly Coco hisses and hides when the neighbor comes by. But I do know this. Whoever that fictional tantric priest was, I want his number.
Nayantara Mukherjee spent this summer interning for To the Best of Our Knowledge. She will be leaving us soon, and we will miss her and her stories.